What up, fam? It's Alan Thomas, your Nubian scribe, inviting you to follow me on Instagram at Nubian_scribe and to subscribe to my YouTube channel at Nubian Scribe without the underscore. And while you are on my YouTube channel, go to About. There, you'll find all kinds of merchandise that you can purchase to support a brother. Come on, don't be shy. Let the world know that you got me like I got you. You feel me? Now, to this episode's title, White Virus, followed by a question mark, and Black Cure, followed by an exclamation point. Fam, if someone told you what I'm about to tell you, I'd be like, get the hell out of here. But on the real, I'd be saying, hell yeah. I believe that happened. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a brother rumored to have been whacked for something that he created. By whom? Who the hell knows? But why? Well, here's where the story gets interesting. That brother's name was Gary Randolph Davis. He was a medical doctor in Oklahoma, and he developed a serum to treat people affected with HIV. That serum has been documented to lower the viral count of HIV to an undetectable level. Dr. Davis' serum also has been documented to reverse the symptoms caused by HIV. Fam, trust me, this story gets even more fascinating. Like how Dr. Davis came up with the idea to make his serum. That's something you'll learn later in this episode. But how it was made was a shock to the world. Literally, it was made from the antibiotics of goats that were injected with the HIV. Yep, you heard me correctly. GOATS. And peep this. Top scientists from the National Institute of Health thought Dr. Davis was peddling nonsense upon learning about it. Even after hearing from people who were given the goat serum and saw dramatic improvements in their overall health. In fact, one of those individuals was enrolled in the NIH clinical trial at that time. And peep this. In 1996, Dr. Davis filed an investigational new drug application for his goat serum with the Federal Food and Drug Administration. And after reviewing his research and findings, the FDA gave Dr. Davis the okay to begin the process of conducting a human trial. But, now fam, you know there's always a but when you're dealing with certain people. He had to wait 30 days before he could kick off his clinical trial. And, as you would expect, those jokers waited exactly one day before the trial was to begin to tell Dr. Davis it was a no-go. I got some opinions as to why that happened. But first, let me finish talking about those shady folks at the NIH. 2 years after the FDA shut down Dr. Davis's request to conduct a human trial for his goat serum, the NIH enrolled an 8-year-old precious little black child in one of his HIV drug trials. Yep, that's the person I was referring to earlier. Her mother learned of Dr. Davis and his goat serum one day while watching the news and found a way to connect with him to discuss how he and his goat serum could help save her daughter's life. She said during a meeting with Dr. Davis that she had asked all kinds of questions about the drug and the proper dosage for administering it. For me? That sounds too specific for someone who's just there for a meet and greet, especially since that drug wasn't approved by the FDA. So, what gives? She said after speaking with Dr. Davis, she left his office not only with her questions answered, but with some of his goat serum, which she said he had no knowledge of her taking. That child's mother later informed Dr. Davis of the progress that her daughter was making after being administered his goat serum, like having more energy, regained appetite, and weight gain. The child's mother said, while that precious little girl was being administered Dr. Davis's goat serum, she has ceased giving her the NIH vaccine, and that when she took her daughter back to the NIH, that it thought their drug was the reason that she had made great improvement. The NIH also acknowledged and documented that the viral load of the HIV was no longer detectable in her body. But peep this. The NIH later learned that the child was not taking its drugs at the time that it documented her improved medical condition, but in fact was being administered the goat serum that was developed by Dr. Davis. That fact was made known to the world at a congressional Black Caucus conference that was held at Howard University in 1998. When confronted with that information, the NIH said they could not articulate a response as to how Dr. Davis's goat serum contributed to the little girl's improved health and the viral count being undetectable in her body. Now, back to my opinions as to why the FDA pulled the plug on Dr. Davis's human trial. If you know anything about the pharmaceutical industry, it's all powerful. And it's all about the Benjamins. You see, at the time that Dr. Davis developed his goat serum, the pharmaceutical industry and governments the world over collectively were spending billions, that's right, billions with a B, to develop a vaccine that would treat or possibly cure those inflicted with the HIV, much like they were doing and continue to do today regarding the coronavirus. So, did the FDA pull the plug on his human trial because he stood to make millions or possibly billions of dollars off his discovery? Or was it that the government agencies and those who influenced them didn't want Dr. Davis's low-cost treatment or cure, leaving them high and dry after putting so much money into finding and looking for a cure to treat HIV victims? Or was it simply because he was Black? Those are questions that I have. And maybe you do too. All of which would have made Dr. Davis public enemy number one to those trying to capitalize on an HIV pandemic. Fam, that brother, he wasn't a stupid man. Quite the contrary. He obtained a degree in chemistry and physics and thereafter went to medical school. And after he finished medical school, he went to the Navy, where he earned a position as a surgical intern at the National Naval Medical Center. Not only was he smart enough to know and did accomplish those things, but he was also smart enough to get a patent or apply for a patent for his goat serum so that he could dictate who controls its use and how it's distributed. The first patent application was filed with a priority date of July 13, 1995. Fam, priority dates are important because if a patent is ever granted, to an inventor is protected from the date of that application. The International Patent Application Number for that particular invention application is PCT, that's P as in Paul, C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, / US 96 / 11612. Go to Google Patents and type in W O, not zero, but W O 1997002839A as in Apple 1, which is the international publication number for his patent application. I tell you, it is interesting reading. Now, Dr. Davis had a second patent application for his GOAT serum with a priority date of February the 14th of 2000. Its international patent application number is PCT/ US 2001/ 002357. And the international publication number for that patent application is W02001060156A1. And his third, yeah, this brother was deep, and his third international patent application for his GOAT serum is one that I find truly interesting. Here's why. Its priority date is July 21st, 2000, and it lists Ice Biologics Limited as the applicant and Dr. Davis as the sole inventor. The international application number is PCT/ GB2001/ 003292. And its international patent application number is W0200200770A2. Here's the interesting part. Ice Biologic Limited is noted as the applicant for the international patent application with a priority date almost a year after Dr. Davis' third patent application priority date, specifically July the 2nd, 2001. Check out International Patent Publishing Application Number W02003004049A2. There, you'll see that four other individuals are listed as the inventors of, well, here's what the abstract in that patent application said. Anti-HLA and other antibiotics are present in goat serum. After injection of HIV antigenic material, and peep this, and form the basis for a most surprisingly effective treatment of HIV, multiple sclerosis, and other conditions. I ain't done yet, fam. A U.S. patent application was also filed with the exact same wording in the abstract of that patent application. In fact, the four inventors listed in the other patent application are also listed as inventors in the U.S. patent application. The U.S. patent application was filed on February 8th, 2013, and its patent application number is US2013/0230600A1. Now again, if you go to Google Patents and type in these international patent publication numbers, it'll pull it right up, give you the option of downloading it and checking out everything that I'm telling you. Now, I would note that the applicant's name is different, and I'll discuss why that may be the case in a bit. And I also want to say that I'm not throwing any shade towards ICE Biologics Limited or towards the inventors associated with either of those patent applications. I'm only pointing out what was written in them, and nor am I saying or suggesting anything nefarious took place or am implying the same about those entities or those individuals. Again, I am only stating what was written in those patent applications. So, what up with the applicant name change? Well, what more likely happened or not is that some or maybe all of the previous name applicants and or inventors may have assigned or sold their rights to the inventions in those patent applications, which is not illegal to do, and it is not that uncommon. Regarding patent-approving entities, what gives? Why are patent applications still being filed on an invention that the FDA and the NIH believe was nonsense and implausible? In light of you denying Dr. Davis's patent applications for the invention that he noted, not surprisingly, was an effective treatment of HIV. So, what gives? According to one company, it may be worth millions. You see, sometime in the late 2000s, Dr. Davis informed the FDA that 80 liters of his goat serum was stolen from a facility where they were stored. And after the story came out, someone from a company came out and said that it owned the intellectual property rights to Dr. Davis's goat serum and stated that Dr. Davis entered into a multi-million dollar contract with his company, which gave his company ownership of the goat serum. That alleged theft was so newsworthy that it was even reported as far as Iran. Yep, it was a big effing deal, fam. You have to keep in mind, back then, every industrialized country was looking for treatment options for its AIDS victims. And the fact that liters of a potential cure or treatment for HIV was out there? Well, of course, countries such as Iran will be interested in learning more about it. Now, to how Dr. Davis came to develop his goat serum. He said that it came to him in a dream and that it was a response to a prayer to God. Dr. Davis said in his dream, he saw himself sticking a needle into a goat and drawing its blood. Now, for us Christians, dreams of affirmation or direction are nothing new. In fact, there are so many stories in the Bible that speaks of God revealing things to people in dreams. Hell, those dreams have saved lives, created nations, and most importantly, birthed a Savior. So yeah, what was so far-fetched about that? You see, when God shows up, he not only shows up, but he shows out. And that's what he did through Dr. Davis, by giving him the power and the insight to develop that serum using goat antibiotics after being injected with the HIV virus. So when the United States turned its back on Dr. Davis, he took his little black bag of goat serum, figuratively speaking that is, and began to share his work in Canada and on the continent of Africa and on Native American reservations. Because although they are in the United States, Native American reservations are deemed sovereign states. Fam. Dr. Davis died in 2007. His death still remains a mystery to this day. Some said he was poisoned in an airport. But one thing's for sure, he and his work are garnering renewed interest. I suspect because his story is so fascinating and people are beginning to rediscover it. And that's how I came across him and his goat serum. I heard the trailer of a podcast entitled Serum, that's S-E-R-U-M, on NPR, and began to research Dr. Davis and his goat serum. I'm definitely tuning in to hear more about Dr. Davis and his goat serum. Before I give my closing remarks, I want to tell you where I got the information for this episode so you don't think I'm tripping or was high, which I don't do that. But I want the world and you to know I didn't make this stuff up. And everything I'm talking about, you can either find it in those patent applications that I gave you. And I got information from a Washington Post article entitled The Goat Doctor, written by Lisa Frazier, dated April the 9th, 2000. And I reviewed a Kaiser Health Network morning brief dated January the 23rd, 2001, entitled Stolen HIV /AIDS Goat Serum Treatment Located. The Tehran Times, dated December 24th, 2000, and the article is entitled U.S. FDA Warns of Stolen AIDS Treatment Serum. My last source is an obscure blog entitled Egypt Search. Believe me, I literally just happened upon it. In order to get to that blog, you have to Google Gary Davis Egypt Search. There you'll find it. I also came across a YouTube video, which was from a local news station that had interviewed that precious little girl and her mother. That little girl is now a grown woman. And her name is really Precious. No, for real. Her name is Precious. It's quite fascinating to hear her and her mother talk about the effect that Dr. Davis and his goat serum had on her life. I posted the video on my YouTube channel in the playlist entitled Our Struggle. Listen, fam, the reason I titled this episode White Virus, followed by a question mark, and Black Cure, followed by an exclamation point, is because, well, the Black Cure part should be obvious, but the other part may not be. Word on the street is that the HIV, it didn't come from monkeys in a bush in Africa, but was man-made. Just like word on the street is that the coronavirus didn't come from any bats in a wet market in China, but from a lab funded in China by the U.S. government. Don't believe me? Then read the U.S. State Department's fact sheet dated January the 15th, 2021, entitled Activity at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Fam, what I have been talking about in this episode, evidence, what we have known and have experienced for centuries, and that is we and our work are not taken serious. It's only when the Euros see that money can be made off of us and our work when they step in and try to lowball us for the technology or the invention, or try to abscond with it, i.e. steal it and claim it as theirs, knowing there's a strong possibility that we may not have the funds to fight them in court to get it back. Now, to be clear, I'm not saying that's what happened in the case of Dr. Davis and his goat serum. Are there questions that I want answers to? Sure, don't you? Some of them being, did Dr. Davis really assign his or sell his rights to the very thing that he reported stolen? And if not, who's really profiting off of his work? And where is the money, if any, owed to Dr. Davis and his heirs? If patents were subsequently granted that was based on his invention, fam, like you, I want to know the answers to those questions too. Maybe they'll be revealed in that podcast serum, because I certainly couldn't find them. One love.